The Book of Luke, Chapter 12. In the meantime, when the tens of thousands of the multitude were gathered together, insomuch that they trod one on another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, "Take heed to yourselves and stay away from the leaven which is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hid that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in the inner chambers will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, don't be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom you will fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 asaria, and not one of them is forgotten in the sight of God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. And I say to you, everyone who will confess me before men, the Son of Man will also confess him before the angels of God. But he who denies me in the presence of men will be denied in the presence of the angels of God. And everyone who will speak a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues, and the rulers and the authorities, don't be anxious how or what you will answer or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. And one out of the multitude said to him, "Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and keep yourselves from all greed, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses." And he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he reasoned to himself, saying, 'What shall I do, because I don't have a place to bestow my fruits?' And he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will bestow all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You foolish one, this is the night they demand back your soul from you. And the things which you have prepared, whose will they be? So is he who lays up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God.' And he said to his disciples, 'Therefore I say to you, don't be anxious for your soul, what you will eat, nor yet for your body, what you will put on. For the soul is more than the food, and the body than the clothing. Consider the ravens, that they do not sow, neither reap, which have no store chamber nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit to the measure of his life? If then you are not able to do even that which is least, why are you anxious concerning the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They do not toil, neither do they spin. Yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass in the field, which today is here, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more he will clothe you, O you of little faith? And don't you seek what you will eat, and what you will drink, neither be of doubtful mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, but your Father knows that you have need of these things. Yet seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Don't be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that which you have, and give alms. Make for yourselves wallets which do not wear out, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief draws near, neither moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about and your lamps burning, and be yourselves like men looking for their Lord when he will return from the marriage feast, that when he comes and knocks, they may right away open to him. Blessed are those slaves, whom the Lord when he comes will find watching. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself, and make them sit down to meat, and will come and serve them. And if he will come in the second watch, and if in the third, and find them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken through. You also be ready, for in an hour that you do not think the Son of Man comes. And Peter said, Lord, do you speak this parable to us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom his Lord will set over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that slave whom his Lord, when he comes, will find so doing. Of a truth I say to you that he will set him over all that he has. But if that slave will say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and will begin to beat the male slaves and the female slaves, and to eat and drink and to be drunk, the Lord of that slave will come in a day when he does not expect, and in an hour when he does not know, and will cut him apart and appoint his portion with the unfaithful. And that slave, who knew his Lord's will and did not prepare, nor did according to his will be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know and did things worthy of stripes will be beaten with few stripes. And to whomever much is given, of him will much be required, and to whom they commit much, of him they will ask the more. I came to cast fire on the earth, and how I want that it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am straitened until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace in the earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. For there will be from now on 5 in one house divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said to the multitudes also, When you see the cloud rising in the west, right away you say, There comes a shower, and so it comes to pass. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say, There will be a scorching heat, and it comes to pass. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the face of the earth and the heaven, but how is it that you don't know how to interpret this time? And why even of yourselves don't you judge what is right? For as you are going with your adversary before the magistrate, on the way work hard to be released from him, lest perhaps he drag you to the judge, and the judge will deliver you to the officer, and the officer will cast you into prison. I say to you, you will by no means come out from there until you have paid the very last lepton.